Kaya Biz.
It's 8 minutes to go before 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And we're shifting gears now, still keeping the focus on the concerns that we've raised regarding South Africa's economy, right? We started off with a clear understanding of the decline in mining output, which of course is impacting on small mining towns, many of whom are riddled with unemployed youth, which struggle to find economic opportunities. That in itself speaks to the court action that members of civil society, political parties and business leaders are taking against Eskom, all in a bid to minimize load shedding in South Africa, which in itself has resulted in an increase in social unrest and potential threats of further social disruption through protest action that we might see. To help us unpack this and, of course, help us understand what the risk factors are from an insurance point of view and the cost to us as taxpayers is the chief executive of Sasria, Mpumi Chikwe, to give us some insight. Such a pleasure to have you with us this evening, and welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Sis Kuku. Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
A delight to speak to you. Just under a year in the job, and I can imagine as you entered, we came out of the wrath of the July unrest, and here we are again, hopefully not going to see another unrest in South Africa, but I understand that the concerns and the threat of further social unrest are high. Help us understand that perspective.
Yes, look, what we have noticed is Sasria, through monitoring of various social media outlet and so on, mm-hmm. we are seeing that there is a pickup in social protest related to the load shedding that is coming through the actions that are being taken by Eskom. Now, these social unrest, unfortunately in South Africa, we tend to protest, and that protest is accompanied by violence, which leads to destruction of property and loss of life. Mm-hmm. You will recall that just over 18 months ago, we had an incident in July where, as Sasria, we paid out an amount of 32 billion rand towards the unrest that happened in South Africa in July.
And that's one of the highest figures on record, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the highest, globally. Sure. It's the biggest loss for social unrest globally. And that is put an increase in our cost. The other sad thing, Google, I mean, we can talk about the money. That unrest was accompanied by loss of life of just over 350 South Africans lost their lives during that protest. Mm. Now, given that we are in a democracy, and as much as our fellow South Africans are frustrated, are angry with what is going on in Eskom, I mean, we've had load shedding for just under 16 years now, if my memory serves me correctly. Hmm. So rightfully so, they need to be angry. But our appeal as Sasria is that I hope that whatever unrest that materialized due to this, they do not lead to more of fellow South Africans and also destruction of infrastructure. This is the infrastructure that we vitally need to keep our core economy going. I mean, some of the speakers before me raised the issue of youth unemployment. In fact, I think it's Sukuku who raised the issue of youth unemployment. Mm. It's rife in our country. Without infrastructure, that can only get worse. Mm.
And I hear you 100% is that we need to find alternative ways of expressing our frustration, because damaging the infrastructure that we still need the very next day is a short-term solution to our long-term frustration.
It's really not sustainable. And given, we've got a marvelous constitution in our country, and it gives our citizens a right to explore various avenues to deal with disputes that they are having with government. I mean, right now, you are interviewing a lawyer, and there are legal avenues being explored. Mm-hmm. There are people, most South Africans are not violent. Let me quickly hasten to add that. So there are people who are going to have some violence-free process. I think the other thing that maybe we need to explore is how can Eskom and government involve a civil society in trying to find solutions to what is going on at Eskom. I've got a lot of confidence that there are people in South Africa who can resolve whatever challenge that we are faced with in Eskom specifically. So I think it's time that we appeal to a wider audience to try and find this solution. But that solution had to come very, very, very fast because South Africans are frustrated.
Got you. And let's speak to the preparation that Sasria has put in place, because as you say, as an insurance provider, you analyze the risks. And whilst we are hopeful that there won't be any social unrest that will see further damage to properties, you have obviously done a few calculations to analyze your levels of preparedness. Help us understand both from a balance sheet point of view as to how prepared you are for any future risks of rising levels of protest action.
Look, the 32 billion rand loss that we incurred in July last year basically wiped out all the reserves that Sasria had. We had close to 9.5 billion rands of reserves, and those were totally wiped out. Mm. And it had taken us just over 45 years to build those reserves, and the incident just happened over 10 days. Mm. So you can imagine the scale. And then the South African taxpayer, through the Department of Finance or Treasury, had to bail us out and give us 22 billion rands. This is money that could have been used for all the other challenges that South Africa has. I mean, we collect premiums in the order of 4.3 billion rands a year. Those are clearly not adequate to deal with any event that is above 3 billion rand in any 1 year. Mm. Now, to give you perspective, Sasria in a year gets claims in total of about 1.5 billion rand a year. Now, if, yes, on an average year. So you can imagine now with these potential Eskom protests that are happening in various parts of the country, if you were to take the cumulative amount, we are seeing a scenario where, again, we might have to call on to Treasury to bail us out should this event happen. Sure. But however, I think that by appealing to South Africans and civil society at large, we think maybe we can dodge this particular bullet and find creative ways. And the president, I believe our president is a listening president. He will listen to the appeals of South Africa and hopefully come up with a concrete solution to the problems that we are facing. Just another perspective. Sure. We have done certain calculations. If, for instance, any event that will lead to a loss of 5 billion rand, it will require that Treasury gives us an assistance of at least about 100 million rand. So we can take care of claims up to close to 5 billion rand, because all we will need from Treasury is about a 100 million rand bailout. However, if the loss is 10 billion rand, which is a third of what we experienced in July, then South African taxpayers have to bail us out by 7 billion rand. Mm. We're just monetary value. There are other damages to the economy, in particular, loss of employment. People are going to lose their jobs. As we saw in July, more than 40,000 people lost their livelihoods due to the July event, over and above the 350 plus people who sadly lost their lives. So I don't think as South Africans we can afford to keep on destroying our infrastructure when we are angry. We need to find peaceful ways to express our protest and exercise all the democratic rights that are entrenched in our constitution.
100%. I think you've said it out so well that it's not just the economic cost of the damage that would have to be covered by Sasria, but of course the jobs that would also be lost, the livelihoods and economic opportunities that we need to be mindful of. But we're appreciative of your time this evening, sir. We are hoping that this year will be a quiet year. And as you correctly state, we need to continue to advocate for alternative means of addressing our frustrations versus public revolt and damaging public infrastructure, because it's the very same infrastructure we'll need the very next day. Thank you kindly for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you, Sasria, and thanks to your listeners.
Indeed. That's the Chief Executive Officer of Sasria, Mpumi Chikwe, giving us some insight into the concerns that the institution has raised regarding further public revolts. And as you've heard, 5 billion damage, 5 billion rand damage, they might be able to cover. Anything more than 10 billion, naturally us as taxpayers essentially would have to foot that bill. And that 10 billion is just about a third of what they actually had to pay out during the July looting and unrest that we saw in 2021, which was upwards of 32 billion rand. Let that sink in.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.